Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Isn't there an expiration?
You're making a weird face.
Isn't there an expiration date on the bottom?
Flip it over.
Mikey will eat anything.
Oh, look, 1843.
Oh.
All right, January 7th, 2016.
I told you it was 2016.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's dairy, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Frozen dairy.
Lock the door. Put him outside. I don't want to clean
just
vomit in here.
Just leaves it in here.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we have some news about the Queen of Soul today.
Yeah.
This is every woman's anthem. If you ever play this in a bar, you're going to see a bunch of girls jump up. They're all going to start singing it. Yeah, she's gravely ill. You know, she's getting up there in age, and she kept saying back in 2017, last year, 76 years old, that she was going to still perform some select shows as she could. Then the doctors were like, no, you're not.
Really?
No more performing. And now her family members are saying that she has been admitted to a hospital in Detroit. They're asking for your prayers. One of her friends said, I'm so saddened to report that the Queen of Soul and my good friend Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. I spoke with her family members this morning and she's asking for prayers at this time. I'll have more details as I'm allowed to release. They're not saying why she's ill or
how old is she now?
76. Well, last year was 76, 77.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So,
that's too
there
bad.
You go. I love some of the game shows from back in the day, and I love that they keep some of them alive still, like $100,000 Pyramid, where you have a celebrity.
I didn't even know that was still on.
It is. And then you have a regular contestant, you know, like a civilian. And then on Sunday, we had this regular dude that was on with, his name is Evan. He was competing in the final round with former Saturday Night Live alumni Tim Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the box, you know the buzzer will go around, the box will flip around, and it'll give you a clue, and you have to explain it to the other person. So the clue was, what it said on there was, people with the last name Obama. Okay, so that's what was on there.
That's the clue?
The clue said, people with the last name Obama. Now, it could have been Barack, it could have been...
Michelle,
it could have been one of the
Malika,
girls.
Malika, whatever
her
name is.
That's probably the only choices you have, right?
Or my dog,
right.
Bo.
So, yeah. Check out the, what happened.
Bin Laden.
What?
Barack.
What?
He Bin says, Laden?
Bin Laden? I think he thought it was, he saw Obama and thought it was Osama?
Obama Bin Laden.
No, he did. Yeah.
So and he confused Obama with Osama. Which,
later,
you know what I mean?
Later on, we have a prediction of the end of the world pretty soon. There you go.
Who is the contestant?
Oh, his name was Evan.
Dope.
Evan? It wasn't George Bush?
No.
He always used to have a hard time with those Mabu al-Hadin al-Zarqawi.
Wow.
So, in the world of fashion, I think the only thing, there's only one thing that's uglier than Crocs.
Hang on. High-waisted pants?
No.
Halter tops? I hate halter tops. I hate halter tops. They squish your boobs.
Stirrup pants.
They do.
Stirrup pants?
Yeah.
No.
What's that?
Those pants with a loop that goes around your ankle that were so popular for
goes
a while.
Underneath, so they tuck into your shoes. It goes under your foot.
Well, you don't even see that hardly. Well, anyway, whatever. So
that would be the clear high heel. Now, what? If you've ever seen photos of some of the celebrities, I don't know why.
Celebrities? This Isn't is that just, mostly a porn star thing?
It is as well, but I think that this just goes to show that money cannot buy you style, because you can have all the money in the world, like Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians, and they come out in these hideous heels, and you got to remember, they're clear, so A, they don't breathe, so you probably have sweaty feet.
Ew.
They squish your feet, so your feet don't look pretty. They're all, like, squished and shoved in
there.
Well,
they're made out of... from what I'm hearing, they're made out of PVC. They're made out of clear plastic.
Yes.
So not only, oh God, they must feel awful to wear.
They probably hurt like hell.
Right? And then when you get sweaty, because it's inevitable.
Right.
You kind of swoosh around in the shoe, even if it was tight. You kind of go.
And it doesn't breathe. And so they probably slosh around in there. And then you probably have stinky feet when you take them out.
This is torture for me.
I know. Doctors are saying that, you know, when they see people walk around like this, they're saying that you're putting your feet at serious risk by wrapping them in this non-breathable plastic, and it's not really a good source to, you know, be walking around it. I know it's supposed to be the whole fashion thing.
Right.
But they also said, you know, it can cause bacterial infections. It can, you know, you're at risk for blisters.
I don't think Kim Kardashian's worry about infections.
Probably not.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
And then they said, you know, then if you have something like unpleasant on your feet, like a corn or a callus, you can see it.
Her whole career started with a possible infection.
Ew. Gross.
Hi, it's Kim Kardashian. Oh. And over the years, I've teamed up with the world's top scientists, engineers, designers, and artists to help create the trendiest fashion designs. First, there was 2013. All right, what kind of shirts should we make?
How about see-through?
I love it. Then there was 2015. I want new bras and panties. What should they look like?
See-through.
I like where your head's at. And now it's 2018, and I'm ready to design the hottest shoes you've ever seen. What are you working on, team?
Well, how about see-through?
Whoa, you mean like bras and panties and shirts?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Will they cause blisters and fungal infections?
Oh, you'd better believe it.
I like it. You're all getting raises.
You don't pay us.
So watch out, world. The new Kim Kardashian line of see-through shoes are coming. Pre-order them now. Rick, Stacy in the morning.